a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
I'm Maria Chalaos with your daily coronavirus update. Utah is experiencing a major surge of COVID community transmission, primarily among unvaccinated people. Today, the Utah Department of Health reported 1,211 new COVID cases in the state, the highest one-day total since February 17th. The CDC says COVID's Delta variant could spread as easily as chickenpox and may cause mild cases among fully vaccinated people. A document leaked from the CDC shows the variant may be spread by vaccinated people at the same rate as unvaccinated people. ABC's Alex Perez begins our team coverage.
The CDC has not confirmed this report to ABC News. They are set to release the data today that led to its new recommendation that even fully vaccinated people wear masks indoors in areas of substantial or high transmission.
The massive outbreak linked to Provincetown, Massachusetts, believed to be one of the deciding factors. 882 people now infected, most of them apparently vaccinated.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky confirmed the document's accuracy to the Washington Post. She told CNN that her agency is not crying wolf here and that this is serious. Here in Utah, doctors are talking about how to stop the surge of COVID-19. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Those conversations can be educational and respectful and may have to happen several times. Dr. Eddie Stenium at Intermountain Healthcare says the majority of COVID cases and hospitalizations right now are people who are not vaccinated.
We want people to know that this vaccine saves lives, that it prevents hospitalizations, and that it's safe.
For people worried about the vaccine, Dr. Stenham says we have even more months of data behind us showing they are safe.
I haven't seen or heard of a vaccine-related death within our system. I've seen hundreds of deaths due to COVID-19.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, Royal Caribbean is confirming half a dozen COVID cases on board its Adventure of the Seas sailing in the Bahamas. ABC's Alex Stone reports only fully vaccinated adults are allowed on board. He continues our team coverage.
The adults who tested positive were not traveling together and all vaccinated. Three of the four, Royal Caribbean says, will on board were asymptomatic. The other two who were positive were children who were not vaccinated. All six were quarantined on the ship and got off when the Adventure of the Seas docked in the Bahamas. It's due to return and set sail again from Nassau this weekend. Alex Stone, ABC News.
As cases tick up, so are vaccination rates. Our team coverage continues with ABC's Dave Packer.
As the COVID-19 Delta variant threatens a return to tighter restrictions like indoor mask mandates and mandatory testing for the unvaccinated, more Americans who are on the fence are choosing to roll up their sleeves to get the vaccine. Cyrus Shapar of the White House COVID-19 response team tweeting that 857,000 doses were administered in the last daily count. That's up from 600,000 doses last Friday. And Shapar saying that over 560,000 Americans got their first dose. That's the highest number since July 1st. It puts the percentage of adults with at least one dose of the vaccine at 69.6%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Walmart is reversing its mask policy, now requiring all its workers, vaccinated or not, to wear them in areas with high infection rates. The world's largest retailer is also encouraging customers to wear masks. 16 Utah counties are in the high transmission rate category, including Weber, Tooele, and Utah counties. The UK and France are feuding over travel restrictions.
The UK is defending its decision to maintain quarantine requirements for fully vaccinated travelers from France after Paris slammed it as discriminatory and incomprehensible. Fully vaccinated travelers from other countries in the European Union and from the US are allowed to enter without quarantining. UK Transport Secretary Grant Shapps telling Sky News, quote, "The big concern is that we don't allow a variant which somehow is able to escape the vaccine program that we have got," end quote. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Utah's public school districts are working to release the COVID guidelines for the upcoming school year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our team coverage.
The latest case counts on coronavirus.utah.gov show the COVID numbers are still extremely low for children in Utah, and data from the CDC showed that transmission from student to student and student to teacher was also extremely rare all last year. Now school districts are waiting on their local health departments for new guidance for this coming year, though state law prohibits individual school districts from mandating face masks.
With your daily coronavirus update, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.